a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Hey, here we are. Welcome back to PIER. This is the Joint Committee on Appropriations, and we just finished hearing the governor's budget proposal. I believe this will be a fairly short meeting, and before we have a determination of quorum, we are going to have a couple of changes this year. Representative Junkie was appointed a senator, and he will serve on this committee as a senator. Replacing him will be Representative Bob Dielstra. So let's welcome Representative Dielstra. Come. Representative Dielstra, could you give us just a minute or two to kind of give us the rest of the committee an idea of your background and interest?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. I've been serving on the Hartford City Council for the last 4 years. For the last 16 years, I've been working at the family-operated business in the RV industry. Thank you.
Very good. Okay. Lisa, shall we determine a quorum? Roll call.
Senator Sutton. Senator Haverly. Senator Heineman.
Here.
Senator Junkie.
Here.
Senator Norvstrup.
Here.
Senator Peters.
Here.
Senator Putnam.
Here.
Representative Dennert. Representative Wismer. Representative Boland.
Here.
Representative Dielstra.
Here.
Representative Ramkema.
Here.
Representative Dryden.
Here.
Representative White.
Here.
Senator Tiedemann. Representative Carson.
Here.
Senator Brown.
Here.
Representative Wink.
Here.
You have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. Okay. I would also ask for a approval of the minutes of October 14th. Would there be a motion to approve the minutes of October? So moved by Representative Carson, seconded by Representative Dryden. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All approved. Okay. Do we have any, on item two, do we have any feedback, any remarks about the governor's budget that anybody would like to discuss at this moment? Is it too soon to tell? I believe it's cautiously optimistic budget that he's being proposed, and fortunately our revenues are coming in a little ahead of our projections, which is always a good thing. But we do have some challenges ahead of us. I don't think we're out of the woods yet, but I think it should be a year that, because of the decisions we made last year, I think we're in South Dakota's in a much better position now than most states to address some of the challenges that we have. So as the weeks go on, we'll have more time to discuss the individual components of his address, and I'm looking forward to some lively discussion. Anybody else have some comments on the budget at all, governor's budget? Senator Brown.
You know, not necessarily specific to that, but I do think it is kind of refreshing for this committee, and I'm guessing probably for our staff to actually have a budget in December and have a few weeks to actually work this out instead of kind of playing catch-up. And I know that in the 3 years that I've been on appropriations, we really haven't seen a normal year, so to speak, throughout all of that. So I think that's certainly a positive for us as a committee to be able to move forward with.
Thank you, Senator. At this time, I'm going to turn this over to Fred Schoenfeld. He has a few handouts concerning the, I think you may all have a packet with your handouts in it, your general fund revenues, your draft budget call to the agencies, and agency hearing schedule. Fred, do you have any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just very, very briefly, and let me explain what it is we have. The first item is the general fund receipts that we distribute on a regular basis. These data just came in yesterday. We thought it would be useful for you all to have them because it represents an additional month of data beyond that which drove the governor's budget preparation. I think if you look at the bottom line, we're up $30 million year to date, which over the adopted estimate last time around, which is good news, and we believe this is consistent with the number that was contained in the governor's budget for FY12. He was estimating $63 million over estimate for FY12, and I think this number probably is consistent With that, it's possible that could be a little conservative. We had not thought to make a presentation on this unless someone has questions. Aaron is here. If anybody would like some detail, we'd be glad to provide it.
Yes, Representative. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have one question. As I look at the numbers here, the bank franchise tax is the one that shows the greatest increase, almost, you know, just mushrooming all of a sudden from where we thought it was. Is that something that we should anticipate in the future, or is that just a one-time bump that is taking place? I just need that clarification.
Mr. Chairman, Aaron Olson with LRC. I think both. I think, and we don't know all the details about the bank franchise tax. If you remember in our October meeting, Commissioner Dilges testified about what was going on with the bank franchise tax. One of the issues was that there was a reallocation of from prior years by one of the large banks in South Dakota. That is a one-time deposit. I believe he also testified that there was some quarterly deposits that were coming in. Some, you know, and I don't know if he was able to say for sure, but he mentioned that that could continue into the future. So I think there's some of both. There's some one-time money, and there's the potential for some continuing revenues in that category.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Comments?
What kind of investigation or review have we done or started to do on after the failure of the super committee at the feds, what it means to the budget? I mean, obviously we heard Merry Christmas over in the budget speech, but reality January 1, 2013 is going to be a different story when it comes to the automatic cuts that are going to come down. So I don't know. Do we have – I mean, I've got a list of information, and it's quite honestly, it's scary. So I didn't know if you guys had done any more or any digging on that.
Do you have any comments on? I'm not sure what Bureau of Finance and Management had probably taken some steps to find out what the repercussions of that are. LRC, do you have any comments on that?
We, Mr. Chairman, we have not undertaken anything specifically to date. I think it's a good idea that we should, but we're not in work as yet with it.
Senator Peters, do you have any specifics or just generalities at this point?
Well, just a little bit. I've got more back at my desk on the floor, but I've got a list of things that was provided to me over the weekend as far as some of the low-hanging fruit. And so it just, so to me, it's kind of shocking a little bit. So I don't know. Senator, did you...
Senator Brown, comment?
I actually just have a thought, and as you were talking, I mean, clearly that's something this committee is going to be interested in knowing. Maybe in addition to whatever our staff would do, we could add an extra line item on this budget call letter to request that the agencies identify what they think would happen to their specific pot of money if the federal funding dried
up. Some of the big line items that are right off the top. Obviously, the Department of Defense gets 16% cut, or they're 16% of the automatic, and that's huge when you start talking Rapid City with Ellsworth Air Force Base, triggering a potential BRAC commission almost immediately. Some of the other low-hanging fruit that I've heard is special education is going to be gone because that's at the bottom of the totem pole. If special ed federal dollars are gone, that's huge. I mean, there's a lot of other little pieces that are out there. Obviously, I can forward everything that I've received, but I can also give you the context to get the information straight from the folks, too. So, but just the little bit that I've heard, it's scary, to be honest.
And I'm not sure that all those cuts, those supposedly automatic cuts, are probably going to come to fruition. I think there's already talk in Congress about taking them apart one by one, and so we don't want to jump to conclusions and say everything's going to be gone at this point, because I think they can do some things there. Now, whether they will or not.
Mr. Chair, I don't know how much they'll be able to do. It was a the automatic cuts that were put in place was a negotiation that took place in 1985 when it came to balancing the budget and ensuring that the budget's balanced. And in that, the negotiation has these triggers in place. Obviously, our one and only saving grace in the whole nine yards is Social Security and Medicaid are not impacted at this point. They're exempt. So there are some entitlement programs that are exempted out of there, but some of the other bigger ones that affect us are going to be huge. But I can get you the details in the history.
I was going to say, would it be possible for you to get committee members or get them to LRC staff so we could get them disseminated and have some ideas before we come back, what the implications of that? Any other comments? I guess at this point, it's time for me to turn over the gavel to Senator Brown. As you know, the Joint Communications Committee, Appropriations Committee, rotates from the Senate to the House every other year. So it's just a few parting remarks on my watch, I guess. I'd like to thank you all for your cooperation, for your patience, for your strength and your commitment, your vision that we did this last session, because I think the decisions that you made this last year really positioned South Dakota as one of the few states in the country that is looking to adding back rather than cutting. And so I congratulate you, and I appreciate the help that you gave me, and especially the new members, the freshman members that were with us, because I know it's a steep learning curve in appropriations because of all the numbers and the agencies that we deal with. Appreciate your hard work, and then the old sages that give us institutional knowledge and a sense of history. It really is a great combination of the young and the not so young, and the experienced, the not so experienced. And so I appreciate what you did for me. Senator Brown was a great help, and I hope that I can help him as much as he helped me. So at this point, I'm going to turn it over to wrap the gavel for adjournment. If there's any, Lisa, you have one more thing, item of business, right? You have something we have to fill out. Can you explain what that is and get it to us?
I just need a survey knowing exactly what kind of books you'd like for a session. Again, the different types of binders. It's all wrote out on the sheet. Just fill out whatever types of binders you need. If you don't need any, check the box that says done.
As we pass those around, Senator Brown, do you have any opening remarks?
I would just say I almost feel a little bit guilty at this point. We leave Representative Wink with all the hard work this year, and we get a somewhat rosier budget picture, and now I'll take over. So I do think on behalf of the committee, it's been nice having Representative Wink here. He's a calm voice with a lot of reason, and certainly made a difficult year a little bit easier from that perspective. So I think all of us on the committee certainly owe you a debt of gratitude, and thank you for your efforts.
With that, I'd have a motion to adjourn.
Hello.
Second? Okay. Stand adjourned. See you in January.